Hello?
Yes, sir. Welcome to the Arizona Board of Executive Committee, and at this time, the Honorable Mr. Neal will serve as your lead panelist. So just hold on, sir.
All right.
Okay, good afternoon, sir. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I hear you.
Okay, you're appearing for the Arizona Board of Executive Committee this afternoon in reference to the community supervision revocation.
Okay.
I'm going to introduce the board member to conduct your hearing at this time. We have the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, who is our board chair. We have the Honorable Louis Canonis, the Honorable Michael Johnson, and my name is David Neal, Office of Hearing Lead. Also in the room today, we have Mr. Westfield from the Department of Corrections, and he'll also represent the parole office today.
Okay.
So prior to this hearing, you received a notification form advising you of this board hearing. Do you remember that form, sir?
Yes, sir.
Again, that form you notified your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or obtain a license of attorney at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney, sir, or are you representing yourself today?
I'm going to represent myself, sir.
Okay, I'm escorting you and Mr. Westby in at this time. So do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or do you so affirm?
Yes, sir.
I do.
Okay, we're going to be conducting in two phases this afternoon, sir. In phase one, we will determine if the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. And if they've been violated in phase two, we will determine whether community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. So phase one, what I'm going to do is I'm going to read the three allegations that are under warrant. After each one, I'm going to ask you if it's true or false.
All right.
So allegation number one is violation of Arizona Conditional Supervision number 7, as demonstrated by the use of cocaine on or about June 18, 2018, per the task lab report dated June 19, 2018. Is that true or false, sir?
That's true.
Allegation number two is a violation of Arizona Conditional Supervision number 2, as demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives of your assigned parole officer, by failure to comply with the medication requirement and take them as directed on June 26, 2018, as verbally / written directed on May 8, 2018. Is that true or false, sir?
That's true.
Okay, allegation number 3 is a violation of Arizona Conditional Supervision number 4, as demonstrated by your failure to attend substance abuse counseling at the Maricopa Reentry Center on June 29, 2018, as directed. Is that true or false, sir?
That's true.
Okay, based on the admissions of Mr. Nash, I'm going to find that he was delinquent, and as he violated terms and conditions of the supervision, and that he may have lapsed or not lapsed in the criminal laws or company.
Second. Agreed.
Motion by myself, second by Mr. Johnson, and by Dr. Wright, and Mr. Canales. Okay, so we're going to move into phase two of the hearing in a moment, but before we do, Mr. Weston is going to give us some background information. So if you're on the phone, I'll be right back with you. All right, Mr. Weston.
On May 1st, 2018, Mr. Nash was released from Arizona Department of Corrections. He was arrested June 29, 2018 by Phoenix PD, no new charges. He was back in DOC custody on June 29, 2018, with a projected community supervision end date of January 1, 2019, 0 abscond days. Current conviction, 2014, armed robbery, 5 years. He has no prior convictions. This is his first term in DOC. CUIR score 4-4. Mental health score 5 with SMI noted, substance abuse score 1. There's no gang information noted, no prior terms of supervision. His disciplinary violations are significant, with sex acts and numerous assaults on staff noted. Other arrest, 2009, endangerment, Wisconsin, juvenile probation. 2009, burglary, Wisconsin, juvenile probation. 2010, burglary, Wisconsin, juvenile probation. 2010, assault, Wisconsin, juvenile probation. 2012, indecent exposure, Arizona, misdemeanor conviction, probation. 2013, aggravated DUI, Arizona, felony conviction, probation. His community risk score is a G3B4.
Thank you, sir. Okay, Mr. Nash, we're going to go over some of the notification provision. 6.82, we were released to Desert Vista Behavioral Health Center at 570 West Brown Road in Mesa, Arizona.
Yes, sir.
Then on May 14th of 2018, we were moved to St. Luke's Behavioral Health Center at 1800 East Van Buren Street in Phoenix, Arizona. And then on June 1st, we were approved to reside at 4802 19th Avenue, Phoenix, Arizona, apartment number B138 with your father and Dion Nash.
Yeah. And
that's about the last place you were approved to stay. Were you there and tell me you were arrested, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And employment, did you have any appointment that didn't show me on the packet?
Did I have any appointments with the hospital?
Okay, so you were busy trying to deal with the hospital and behavioral health?
Yes.
Okay, but that's good though. You weren't disregarding that issue. So programming, you refer to task with agency discretion. So you were responsible for two samples during this time. And you had one on June 2018, which was positive for meth and amphetamines. And then about 2 weeks later, on June 18, 2018, you had positive for cocaine. And then about 10 days after that, June 29th, you were referred to Medical Reentry Center. Refused to go to MRC. So why didn't you go to MRC, sir?
I didn't refuse it. I was dealing with mental health. I had a problem with my mental health. It was mental health treatment.
Okay.
I was dealing with mental health treatment problems.
But that's what MRC and one of the main programs that MRC is all about is substance abuse. So, but you didn't want to go up there?
I wasn't informed. No, it wasn't that I didn't want to go. It's hard to explain. I'm sorry. The mental health treatment. My program. I wasn't informed of that. I would have went.
Okay. So, it looks like on June 29th, 2018, you were staffed with CCS Barrett and Community Corrections Manager Brown because you were in cocaine use and not taking court-ordered medication. And that medication, I presume, was part of your mental health treatment?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And that's why you were sanctioned to MRC. Since you went out in the parking lot, allowing you to have a cigarette, and then left the property without going to your approved sanctions at MRC, and CCO Murray made contact via the phone with you. He disclosed that you were at the residence because you did not want to attend the MRC program as discussed. And you failed to comply with this out and the officer directed you back to a residence that was no longer approved in your sanctions of your conditions of supervision. So,
no, that's not true.
Are you on your medication now, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so you're stable and things are going good for you?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm taking the medication. I was taking the medication then. It was bothering me. That's the problem. The medication was bothering me. I'm on the medication though.
Okay.
I'm willing to take it again.
Okay, so you were taking medication that the court told you had to take.
And yes,
did you have issues with that drug, the way it affected you?
Yeah, yes, sir.
Did you seek out any help there?
I went to the hospital. They couldn't help me. Rather, I need to change the medication. I never got the chance. the opportunity.
And they said they couldn't help you?
Yeah, it was a medical hospital.
Okay. You got a full order, so you're supposed to take a specific one, so you're going to have to go through a little bit more. Getting somebody that's really good at that stuff, and they're going to have to figure out how to run paperwork through the court, too, because technically you have to take that drug, and they can't change it without the full agreement on it.
No, sir, I know. I'm forced to take the medication. I was forced to take it. It will say that in the report that I was forced to take the medication.
Well, it says that the court ordered you to take the medication.
Okay.
So that's forcing you to take it. I understand that, but if it's not working quite right, it's because of the court order. If it's specific for one medication, then it's really tough. If it's a court order to take prescribed mental health drugs, then they can change, but still you need somebody within the system to be dealing with that. Okay, I'm going to see if my fellow board members have any questions at this time. Okay, so we're nearing the end of your hearing. The board is going to discuss making a decision momentarily, but before we do that, I'd like to give you an opportunity to make a final statement. Tell us anything you think that might be important to our decision. We just ask that you don't repeat all the information we've already discussed.
So, okay.
If you got anything else you'd like to tell us, now is the time.
Yes, sir. I wanted to say I'm sorry all the problems that were caused was because of my mental health treatment. I don't know. I tried to seek better mental health treatment. Maybe if I can get better mental health treatment, then that would help. That's all I'd like to say.
Okay, thank you, sir. So the point we'll be going into discussion, making a decision, we'll be talking amongst ourselves. You may think we're addressing you, but we won't be. So we ask you to remain silent, but stay on the line. And hear the entire discussion, and when we're done, I'll be back with you, okay?
Thank you.
Okay, we're done discussion. Well, Mr. Nash has an interesting background. He ran a lot of trouble when he dealt with youth probation and everything, so he was lucky in that manner until he did his own robbery. But it seems he's got some deep little health issues, and that's part of the problem. Is I have a problem with not going to MRC. That's one of the things that most defenders tell us they don't have the program, they're not doing, they don't need away from drugs. But at this time, I don't see Mr. Nash as a good candidate for return to the community, but I'm going to listen to discussion from the NFL board members. No discussion. Okay, so based on all the information, number 201AW1887, Mr. Nash's testimony and information from the Department of Corrections, I'm going to move to the open supervision of Mr. Nash as you can remember. Sadly, the Department of Judicial Supervision has not allowed for the not to lapse in the criminal ratings for company.
Second. Agreed.
Okay, sir, the board has voted to revoke your community supervision at this time. You're scheduled to be released on or about January 1st, 2019, which is about 4 months away. We would suggest you stay on your medication there, but see if you make yourself a good plan, and with the help of your CO3, you should be able to locate some organizations that can help you with mental health treatment when you get out, and see if you can't apply for and get acceptance to some place that will help you when you get out and stabilize your medications, and hopefully you can have a productive life and won't commit any more crimes once you're released in January. So we do wish you the best of luck, sir, and this will end your hearing. And please either pay on the CO3 or the next inmate, sir.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
Somebody hung up. So
Well, I guess they didn't want to talk to me.
Was that it for that minute?
Well, that's it for that minute. So they have the early, the Lucy's day. Let's see here, where am I calling here? I'm on the wrong number.